Doc. Lex sat back and sighed loudly with relief. Then she looked stricken and put her hand over her mouth. Her body shook with muffled sounds. She was suppressing a cough. She always coughed at the wrong times. Lex! Tim whispered fiercely, looking back toward the shore. She shook her head miserably and pointed to her throat. He knew what she meant, a tickle in her throat. What she needed was a drink of water. Grant was rowing, and Tim leaned over the side of the raft and scooped his hand in the lagoon, holding his cupped hand toward her. Lex coughed loudly, explosively. In Tim's ears, the sound echoed across the water like a gunshot. The Tyrannosaur yawned lazily and scratched behind its ear with its hind foot, just like a dog. It yawned again. It was groggy after its big meal, and it woke up slowly. On the boat, Lex was making little gargling sounds.
Lex, shut up, Tim said. I can't help it, she whispered,
and then she coughed again. Grant rowed hard, moving the raft powerfully into the center of the lagoon. On the shore, the Tyrannosaur stumbled to its feet.
I couldn't help it, Timmy, Lex shrieked miserably. I couldn't help it!
Shh!
Grant was rowing as fast as he could.
Anyway, it doesn't matter, she said. We're far enough away, he can't swim. Of course he can swim, you little idiot,
Tim shouted at her. On the shore, the Tyrannosaur stepped off the dock and plunged into the water. It moved strongly into the lagoon after them.
Well, how should I know, she said. Everybody knows Tyrannosaurs can swim. It's in all the books. Anyway, all reptiles can swim. Snakes can. Of course snakes can, you idiot.
Settle down, Grant said. Hold on to something. Grant was watching the Tyrannosaur, noticing how the animal swam. The Tyrannosaur was now chest deep in the water, but it could hold its big head high above the surface. Then Grant realized the animal wasn't swimming. It was walking. Because moments later, only the very top of the head, the eyes and nostrils protruded above the surface. By then it looked like a crocodile, and it swam like a crocodile, swinging its big tail back and forth, so the water churned behind it. Behind the head, Grant saw the hump of the back and the ridges along the length of tail as it occasionally broke the surface. Exactly like a crocodile, he thought unhappily. The biggest crocodile in the world.
I'm sorry, Dr. Grant,
Lex wailed.
I didn't mean it.
Grant glanced over his shoulder. The lagoon was no more than 100 yards wide here, and they'd almost reached the center. If he continued, the water would become shallow again. The Tyrannosaur would be able to walk again, and he would move faster in shallow water. Grant swung the boat around and began to row north.
What are you doing?
The Tyrannosaur was now just a few yards away. Grant could hear its sharp snorting breaths as it came closer. Grant looked at the paddles in his hands, but they were light plastic, not weapons at all. The Tyrannosaur threw its head back and opened its jaws wide, showing rows of curved teeth. And then, in a great muscular spasm, lunged forward to the raft, just missing the rubber gunwale, the huge skull slapping down, the raft rocking away on the crest of the splash. The Tyrannosaur sank below the surface, leaving gurgling bubbles. The lagoon was still. Lex gripped the gunwale handles and looked back.
Did he drown?
No, Grant said. He saw bubbles, then a faint ripple along the surface, coming toward the boat. Hang on, he shouted, as the head bucked up beneath the rubber, bending the boat and lifting it into the air, spinning them crazily before it splashed down again.
Do something,
Alexis screamed.
Do something!
Grant pulled the air pistol out of his belt. It looked pitifully small in his hands, but there was the chance that if he shot the...